Okay, folks, again, we're going to go ahead and get started here. Want to welcome everybody to the Danny Johnson Monday Night Home Business Success Call. Congratulations to yourself if you made it on the line tonight. These calls are every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, and every single week the lines are completely maxed out, totally overbooked and oversold. And so if you made it on this call live, congratulations. This call is being recorded. It will be on our website tomorrow at Danny Johnson. .com, DANIJOHNSON.com. The purpose of this call is to give you and your organization a weekly tool to build your business faster and stronger in a shorter period of time. These calls are open calls, and they're available to any representative from any company or organization. And each week, Danny focuses on a different area of your business to give you tips and help you reach your goals faster. Danny knows firsthand what it takes to overcome adversity and to succeed in business. She went from living out of her car with $2.03 to her name, to making her first million within 2 short years by the age of 23. More importantly, over the years, she's developed many 6- and 7-figure earners, both within the home business, network marketing industry, and outside that industry through her training seminars, First Steps to Success, like the one that's going on just 3 weeks from now in St. Louis, Missouri. For those of you that are on the call tonight that are with us for the first time, if you'd like to get more information about Danny, you can go to her website at DannyJohnson.com, DannyJohnson.com. And right there on the home page, if you haven't subscribed to become a member yet, we highly advise that you do so. That will get you on her mailing list, but more importantly, it will give you a username and password to get access to the private-only members area, where you'll have access to the coaching call archive. There's literally 6 figures worth of training information in there from previous calls that Danny has done that you can listen to, calls on prospecting, closing, presenting your business, working with different personality types, working with people, building a strong customer base. Everything, every possible topic that you can imagine is in there, and you get access to that. Some of the testimonials that we've had from people just hearing those calls in the archive have just been absolutely incredible. So anyway, Danny is taking some time out of her busy schedule tonight to do this call, and I just want to encourage you to take notes, to pay attention. You know, if this is your first time here, Danny, just sit back and really just kind of, you know, key into what she's got to say, because every Monday night she's got something that literally can make a huge difference in your business right away. So please help me welcome Danny Johnson.
Hi, Hans. Thanks for that introduction. I appreciate it. Hi, everybody. This is Danny Johnson, and we just flew in from Dallas, Texas. We just had two very powerful events over the weekend, one on Saturday, one on Sunday, total of about 400 to 450 people that we were able to speak to over the weekend. And it was a fun, exciting event, especially on Sunday, which is crazy. Saturday we did a private corporate event. And so I want to say hello to all of those people that were in Dallas this past weekend. Please excuse my voice. It's a little shabby. Just finished our monthly Christian call just about 15 minutes ago. That's every month. I mean, first Monday of the month at 5 p.m. So if you missed this one, you can go ahead and have that on our archived calls in the members area. I unveiled 6 hindering issues that happen in people's lives that causes their business to fail. And if you can bring solutions to those, and I brought a solution to those 6 hindrances that cause people to fail in the long run and also in the short run, if you want to know what those are, you can find them out on our website tomorrow. Well, check in about 24 hours in the Christian Archives Call section, which is the very bottom of the members area. For those of you, this is your very first time, an introduction to DannyJohnson.com. Tonight I'm going to be unveiling 7 reasons why people quit, 7 reasons why people fail, and offer up 7 solutions as to how you can succeed and get yourself out of these 7 pitfalls. But before I go there, my name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated 19-year-old female who grew up in an abusive, drug-addicted home. I didn't feel like people like me would succeed in anything. When I was introduced, I didn't get started right away, and once I did, I failed the first 6 months. I talked to hundreds of people, but I got the same excuses from everybody, like, you know, oh, this is not for me. Call me back in a month. I can't afford it. I get paid in 2 weeks. I need to talk to my spouse. I need to think about it, or this is not my kind of cup of tea. And I really didn't know what the answers were to those things, and because I lacked the training and the professionalism, I did not get anywhere. I went $25,000 in debt trying to build my business. I was living off my credit cards and didn't have a job. Heard about a seminar that was going to cost me about $1,500, including all the expenses to go. I couldn't afford it, and I could think of a lot of other better things to do with my money and time than go to some boring seminar with a bunch of boring adults and not learning anything and, of course, keeping my business in the same place. I went anyway. I was afraid if I didn't, I would wind up failing, and failure wasn't an option. Came out and in 8 days made $4,000, bringing in 25 people into my business. I had learned some key information that absolutely helped me bring in 25 people in 8 days and make a $4,000 income. In the very few months to come, made over $50,000, getting my check up to $21,000 in a month. Went off and got married to a guy who changed his mind after a couple of months. He drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards to $35,000, $2.03 to my name. Business was stolen as a direct result of the marriage. And I wound up 3,000 miles away from my friends and my family members, living in Hawaii, totally destitute, broke, and homeless. The month of December of 1990, literally, I lived out of my car, slept on beaches, and showered in public places. Found a job as a cocktail waitress after a few weeks, and I was just completely destitute. I lost all my dreams. I lost all my goals. I lost vision. I lost desire. I lost passion. And I welcomed back the failure mentality. And I wound up doing things I said I would never do, participating in a lifestyle that my parents used to, and I was sickened by the whole thing. The day after Christmas, started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, made $2,000 the first 10 hours, writing up a script, reading it on a payphone booth, and collecting funds from absolute strangers. $6,500 in the next 30 hours, and by March, I had worked my business full-time, quitting my cocktail waitressing job, made over $10,000, and broke all the international sales records inside that company. Now, how in the world does a broke cocktail waitress do that? How in the world does a homeless woman do that? I'll tell you how. I learned a skill that I invested into the year before, and I put that skill into practice and turned it into $250,000 in profits in the first 12 months. So, do you want to learn those skills that I used to make $250,000 my first year? I made $1 million my second year. Do you want to be able to learn those skills? Now listen, those skills did not come overnight. I went on to make millions beyond that, met my husband. I've got 5 children. I'm a homeschooling mother as well as a traveling international speaker. We've ran businesses for 16 years. Have done that successfully. Not all years have been great profitable years, but majority of them have been. We've been blessed to be a part of a great industry, the industry that you are all a part of. And tonight I'm going to unveil to you the 7 things that I've watched thousands of people do that have caused them to fail. And some of them didn't even realize they were doing them, and therefore they wound up going down the path of failure accidentally. Now, for some of you, you really want to go down that failure path, and why I have no idea. Maybe it's a self-sabotaging issue. And if that's the case, you really need to be with us in St. Louis for the last First Steps to Success of the Year, because you need to get to the bottom of that ridiculous issue. Now, I was one of those kind of people that always wound up failing every couple of years. And if you want to be able to learn these kinds of tips, please go and utilize the free services on that website. Again, it's www.dannijohnson.com. And I also encourage you to watch the video that is on the website. If you go to dannijohnson.com/video, I highly recommend that you look at that video. It's an actual video that you're going to learn some great tips and techniques that you can apply to your job tomorrow and get a raise. Get a raise in the very near future, in the months to come, how you'll be the next one in line for promotion just based on the few tips that are introduced on the 20-minute video. And that is totally free to you. Now, some of you are invited on this call by somebody that cared enough about you to introduce you to some concepts that have helped them to do better in their lives. I would thank them for doing that. And if you're following a leader inside of some company, some kind of an organization, I would highly recommend that you pay very close attention to someone who has had some success. If these people who have brought you here have had success, which I know they have, and that's why they brought you here, is because they care about your future and you having your life be made a little easier, getting a little more efficient and more profitable. Pay close attention to those people that brought you here. Thank them. Do yourself a favor and make your relationship awesome with them and do what they tell you to do. Let's go ahead and start with step number one. The first reason that I have seen that most people wind up on a path that leads to failure is because they have short-term mindset. Their short-term mindset leads them into a place of desperation. And when they wind up on the phone talking or prospecting or trying to talk to people that they know on their list of resources or through an advertising campaign, they literally have in the forefront of their mind that they need to make their MasterCard payment, therefore they need to sell this product, service, or this business opportunity. And so the prospect can clearly hear it. I mean, they can hear it loud and clear right through the telephone line. And if you're face-to-face with somebody, they can see it all over your face. You could give a rip about the prospect. All you care about is making your MasterCard payment. And if that's the way that you're going to build your business, I promise you it's going to lead you down a hard road of frustration because people are going to run from you like they did from me my very first 6 months. I just want someone to sign up because I need to make some money so I can pay my rent. And that was clearly in the forefront of my mind. But see, someone who has a long-term mindset is somebody who doesn't really care if it happens today or tomorrow. The long-term thinkers, and that is the solution to the problem of being a short-term thinker. You need to decide which road are you on. Are you road to freedom or are you a road to failure? There's two F's in my categories tonight, freedom and failure. You're going to pick which one you're on and which one you need to be on. If you have any one of the seven going on in your life right now, you're definitely heading on the road to failure. You need to do an about face, go back, and head to the road to freedom. So if you are a short-term thinker, meaning that when you are talking to people, you just need to make that sale and you need to sign that person up, and that's all that's in the forefront of your mind, I can guarantee you that the prospect is going to treat you like the plague, and they're going to wind up signing up with somebody who is a more long-term thinker. Why? Because the long-term thinker, let me tell you this. I'm going to use us as an example. DannyJohnson.com is a service, a business service to people who are in a number of different professions. And our entire business model is set up under the pretense, and my marketing plan was this: who can I find that wants to succeed, and how can I help them to succeed quicker and easier? Our whole marketing plan is set up to help you succeed with bigger profits with less time. And in that business model, we are morally obligated to help you get that success. And therefore, if we see you doing things that are not helpful for your long-term success, we're going to tell you what we see. Why? Because we're after your success, and that's it. You see, if you're successful, then you will shout from the mountaintops where you got the help to succeed. And that's what we're here for. We're here for long-term business. I am not here to talk to you about St. Louis, First Steps to Success has taken place in St. Louis, so that I can have you come to First Steps one time. That is not what I'm after. I'm after you coming to First Steps, you applying what you learn, and increasing your numbers and making a lot of money so that you can inspire thousands of other people to step out of their rut so they can do the same thing, step out of their rut, increase their numbers, become more profitable, and have a better life. You see, if all I care about is getting this one person signed up, I may get that one and nothing may happen with that one. But I'm not after the one. I am after your success. I want to know you 20 years from now. In fact, I'm going to need your story 20 years from now because your story will inspire thousands and tens of thousands to step up out of the 98%. To step up out of a rut, to step up out of their debt, to step out of a lifestyle of mediocrity, and to step into their calling and their destiny. I can't do that by myself. I need an army of people that are willing to step out of their rut, to step out of their depression, to step out of their stagnation, and to step into freedom. And when they step into that freedom, that they have freedom in their marriage, freedom in their parenting, freedom in their careers, and when they have that freedom, that they are living a life that others will want to emulate. And therefore, you will inspire others to do the same thing. That's what I'm after. I'm not after one person showing up in a seat. Listen, the seminar is going to sell out like it always does. That's not the issue. The issue is, I want your success. I don't want you to get motivated. I want you to go to work. I want you to have your wildest dreams come to pass. Why? Because you making that happen will inspire many others to do the same. So many of you that are working a home-based business, most of you have the short-term mindset of, I just want to sell this product or service. And therefore, you may or you may not. If you do or you do not, the buck stops right there. But if you're after that person's success, like I was in the beginning with my customers when I'm homeless, yes, I needed to make money so I could get out of being homeless. I needed an apartment. I needed a bed to sleep on. I was tired sleeping on sand. But I knew that these 40 people I was talking to, I knew what they wanted. And at the time, I was marketing a weight loss product. And what they wanted was to lose weight. And my whole focus was to create 40 stories. I needed 40 testimonials. Because if I had 40 testimonials, then no one could tell me that my product did not work. No one could tell me that it wouldn't work for them. Because amongst 40 people, give me a break. 40 different bodies, if it worked for these 40 different bodies, it will work for you. And so, therefore, when I was talking to them, I was talking way beyond the $125 check. I was talking, some of them had 100 pounds to lose, which meant they were going to be on my product for a good 6 months. I was after them dropping those five sizes, not after their $125. So when you come at your prospect, even your distributors, with the mindset that you are after their success and not their money, and that's not something you can say. It is in how you read the script in the script book. It is how you present it at your business presentation. It's not that you use the words I just said, that I'm not after your money, but I'm after your success. You don't say that. It is in your mindset. It is in how you communicate to them that you want to see them reach their goals. And if they're committed to really losing that weight, or if they're committed to really making that money, then you're committed to help them. And that's where it really matters. That's where the conviction rises up in you and they can feel it. So one of the seven causes of failure is short-term thinkers and doers. If you want to be on the road to freedom, financial freedom, emotional freedom, mental freedom, spiritual freedom, physical freedom, then you must be a long-term thinker and doer. You need to work for the long haul. You need to build a clientele, not look for customers. You need to build business relationships with other associates, not sign distributors up. You want to prosper right where you're planted. You want to treat every call that you have as looking at, am I going to be in business for the long haul with this person? That's how you prosper where you're planted. How do I make the most out of what I have right here and now? Number two is conditional commitment. This is a huge, huge road. This is a huge step on the road to failure. A conditional commitment is no commitment at all. A small effort will get you small results. If you are one of those people that has a commitment that is like this, well, if my business doesn't explode after St. Louis, then I'm going to quit. If my business doesn't explode by the end of this year in 90 days, then I'm out of here. If my distributors quit, then I'm finished. If the company screws up, then I'm out of here. This is called a conditional commitment. People's marriages fail because of conditional commitments. And I have to be honest with you, I have absolutely failed in that area with my husband so many times. And I've learned so much because he has an unconditional commitment to me. And because he got married to get married once and that was it. Wow. That has made it that I've had to step up my commitment out of conditional to unconditional. A conditional commitment speaks loud and clear to your prospect. It really does. Your prospect can tell that you have a conditional commitment. They can hear it in your voice. They know that you're going to quit after 90 days. So why in the world should they sign up with you? You see, the answer, the solution to a conditional commitment is this, a wholehearted commitment. Look back in your life, and I want you to find all the times where you've had a wholehearted commitment. What happened when you had a wholehearted commitment? You succeeded. Things worked. A wholehearted commitment speaks volumes to your prospect right through the telephone. It changes the tone in your voice when you speak to them. The prospect hears that you're here for the long haul. Your reps, your associates, the people you brought into your business with you, they also can sense your wholehearted commitment. Both, by the way, are afraid not to follow your wholehearted commitment. They know they will be left out and left behind. It is that wholehearted commitment that when you're going to be at Thanksgiving, that when you're sitting across the table from those family members that saw you this time last year and you weren't in the business yet that you're in right now, they're going to see it in you. And they're going to be afraid that when they see you this time next year that you're going to be in a better house, driving better, and out of that job that you hate, taking vacations without them. They can sense it. They know it. They can see it in your eyes. They can see it in your smile. They can see it in the way you walk and the way you talk. That wholehearted commitment puts people in a position where they are afraid not to follow you. So you have got to get your commitment to be wholehearted and not conditional. Do not fall on the road to failure with, well, if the next 10 people I talk to aren't home, then I'm not going to call anybody anymore. Well, if my husband says I can't go to St. Louis, then I'm not going to go. Well, if everything doesn't work out perfect, then I'm going to quit. Don't even get started, because you are only going to frustrate yourself and lose money. You've got to make a decision right now. If you're going to walk on the road of freedom, you're going to be wholeheartedly committed. Number three is the lack of skill. Let me tell you what the lack of skill leads to. It leads to total frustration, leads to discouragement, and leads to disappointment. Have you ever suffered from any of these things? Are you right now dealing with frustration? Are you dealing with discouragement? And are you disappointed? I can tell you that the major cause for frustration, discouragement, and disappointment in business people is a lack of skill. So what is the solution to a lack of skill? You do what professionals do. Come on, guys, look at this. Here, if you get professional specialized skill, think about it. It leads to confidence. I want you to go back to the first day on your first job. You had zero skill on the first day of your first job. My first day at my first job was in a video store. And in that video store, I did not know at all what I was supposed to do on any of it. I even forgot how to do something I had been trained to do for 12 years, and that was the stinking alphabet. Well, in a video store back then, we had to alphabetize the videos. And I forgot where this movie that started with M was supposed to go. I had to run through the alphabet myself to figure out where to put the stupid thing. So if you can remember your first day on your first job, you were humiliated, probably embarrassed, very uncomfortable, lack of confidence, didn't know if you could do it. You had someone watching over your back. You felt like an idiot. Now, I felt the same way on the first day of my first job. But after a week, did you get better at it? Yes, you did. By the end of the first month, were you pretty much on autopilot? I'm sure on the first day of your first job you were. You know, making $2 an hour, $1 an hour, $3 an hour, whatever it was. Now, all of us, when our skills increase, so does our confidence. The confidence will increase if your skill increases. And so doctors, for example, and this part cracks me up, people are hilarious to me. It is no small wonder why 98% of the population is failing financially. It is because they go, okay, well then, Danny, that makes sense. You know, if a doctor, you know, if someone wants to be a doctor, they got to go to school for 10 years and invest $200,000 into education in order to develop the skills to become a doctor, to perform surgeries. That's what they have to do. What is the difference between an MD and a brain surgeon? What is the difference between these two? Their skill and their money. They make more money. A brain surgeon makes more money than a normal general medical doctor does. Why? Because he has specialized skill. My question to you is, do you have specialized skill in your home-based business? I'm not talking about your skill with your product and your service and your compensation structure. None of that means squat. That's nothing. That does not help anybody make money. what helps you make money is by getting people to follow your vision. What makes you money is helping other people succeed in their business opportunity, helping them make money. That is what makes you money. It doesn't make you money to learn the comp plan, to have specialized knowledge in the company's procedures. That doesn't help you do anything. Nothing. All that does is make you an information idiot. It makes you an information analyst who's broke. If you want to make money, you have got to develop the skill of dealing with other people, of motivating people, of presenting in a way that is appealing to them. Do you know how to do those things? I'll tell you, my multiple graduates of First Steps to Success, meaning they've been to many, they have developed that skill. The people that were with me yesterday totally had an infusion of developing those skills as far as talking to people and closing. So when it comes to skill, when you get a professional, specialized skill, it leads to confidence. It leads to assuredness. It leads to a feeling of being unstoppable, almost invincible. It's okay, buddy, give me your best shot is how you feel. You get to the point when you wish that they would actually give you an objection so you could have a little fun with the process. You know, I remember once I had gained some skill in my business, it got to the point where no one gave me objections anymore, and it kind of became boring to me. I'm like, dang it, man. I had to actually strive for a bigger goal of doing like $60,000 or $70,000 worth of personal group volume because it was too easy to sign people up. And so in the beginning, I was terrified of objections, didn't know what to say. And then once I got the skill, people didn't even give me objections anymore. It was like very rarely did it ever happen. I used to look for that to happen because that made it fun. Gave me a challenge. Oh, let me, you know, let's see who wins on this one. Too many times it became a throwdown, man. Too easy laydown. Do you want your business to get that way? It will, because your skill, as it develops, gets to the point where you can handle those objections. Just like Sandy, okay? Sandy, when she first came to me, she couldn't close a soul at their top package. In fact, in the very beginning, she couldn't sign up anybody to do anything. Now the woman sponsors 15 to 20 people a month. Why? Because she has diligently sought out training, professionalized, specialized skill that has increased her skill, and therefore she has increased her income. She has been number two or number three inside of her company for the last 6 months. How does she do that? Because she has specialized skill now. Why wasn't she succeeding a year ago? Because she didn't know how to do it. If now, and this part checks me. Check this out. And this girl has been, six or seven First Step seminars. She was with me this weekend. Here's the deal. And this is hilarious to me because this is what a lot of people do, and this is why they fail. They go to one training seminar, or they listen to one archives call, or they purchase one best of series CD. Or they have one script book and they listen to the CDs one time. Okay, let me tell you what that is. Well, Danny, you know, I have the script book. I've listened to the CDs once or twice or 10 times. I don't care. Watch this. Could you imagine a kid who's in medical school, 20, 22 years old, right? He's in medical school. He just went through his first class. No, he went through his first semester. Let's give him that. He went through his first semester, kind of like many of you, who, oh, I have the North Carolina CDs, Danny, and I've listened to them. I have the script book, and I listened to them, and I went to one First Steps to Success. Okay? That's like a semester of med school, all right? And the student, 22 years old, goes to the emergency room and says, I'm ready. I'm suited up. I just finished my first semester in medical school. Give me the next crash victim. And he goes and he kills the guy who needed open heart surgery. Why? Because he did not finish his specialized training. He did not finish his specialized skill development. It takes a doctor 10 years, guys. I'm not saying it's going to take you 10 years. This is much simpler than open heart surgery. This is much simpler than becoming a doctor, no question. And yet you get to earn the same, if not more, income. Better, because what you're building is residual, and they don't have a residual income. If that doctor loses a limb, he no longer is going to perform open heart surgery. If you lose a limb, you can still talk on the phone. So here's the issue. Most people wind up failing because they do not give themselves the grace to get the skill and until it starts to perform for them. I have almost 2,000 testimonials now that we have collected of people who have increased their numbers from First Steps to Success and the prospecting and closing classes. You have to ask yourself, why don't more people do it? Well, you know, people are doing it. But you have to ask yourself, why am I not there every month? That's what you got to ask yourself. Why am I not on those archive calls every day? And maybe some of you are. But now the real issue is, are you applying the skill that you are learning? Are you doing that? Okay? So number three, and if you are, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of those people that were in our prospecting and closing class. We did a school on prospect and closure, way to millions. Man, you guys, in fact, to be honest with you, that was one of the most intense workshops I have ever done. It was one of the most powerful workshops. The intensity, I mean, we started with an intensity at a 10, a level 10, bright and early, 8 o'clock in the morning. And when it was all done, people came up to me at 8:30 at night and said, I can't believe it. I wish this wasn't finished. I'm wide awake. I didn't fall asleep once. I'm fully engaged. I cannot believe how intense this was. Powerful. You know what? I got to tell you guys something. Those of you that were in L.A., those of you that were in Boston, those of you that were in Salt Lake and Denver, those of you that were in Dynasty, those of you that are coming to Salt Lake, to St. Louis, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. You know what you're doing? You're developing your skill. You're developing your belief. You're developing yourself to be a champion in the marketplace, a marketplace warrior set apart, marked for success. That's what you're doing. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of all of you that are listening each and every day on that website and in your cars. You're listening all the time on those CDs. I'm so proud of my students that I get to meet tomorrow in our class. I'm so proud of you guys. You know what you're doing? You're becoming that army that I've been desiring to train up and equip to be professionals in the greatest industry in the world. That's what you're doing. You're taking the steps that I've advised you to take, and therefore you are leading in your companies. Therefore, you are setting the examples in your companies. Therefore, you are making waves in your companies. Therefore, you are rising up faster than your leader ever rose up. That's what you're doing. I'm so proud of you. All these stories just blow my mind. You're doing so amazing. So absolutely amazing. Those of you that have been coming for 2 years, gosh, I wish I could line you up. I wish we could all be in one city at one time and line you up and bless every one of you, because I'm so proud of what you've done and how you've done it. I'm so proud of your teachable heart and what you are becoming. You're blowing my mind. I can't wait. 12 months from today, there's going to be more of you that have earned a 6 and a 7 figure income because you've done the 3 things on this list so far for freedom instead of failure. Step number 4 is lack of belief. Lack of belief is a huge cause for failure, is a huge cause to cause you to quit. Let me tell you why. A lack of belief leads to hopelessness. Leads to negative talking, negative thinking. It leads to depression. It makes you tired. It makes you fearful. If you are entertaining fear, it is because you lack belief. If you are in a depression, it's because you lack belief. If you are negative, it's because you lack belief. If you are hopeless, it's because you lack belief. So what is the solution to a lack of belief? Do you know that when I went to my first seminar, we didn't learn anything in the area of skill development? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They didn't tell us what to say, how to say it, who to say it to. They didn't tell us any of that. But one thing they did do is they built my belief. When I was in that room with 200 other people that were just like me, who were trying hard to succeed, I said, man, if those people can do it, then so can I. Belief brings joy. It brings satisfaction, brings hope. It brings hope that it will happen, guaranteed. It leads to the attitude of a professional and a champion. It helps you to be stable during trials, and it causes you to persist. The attitude of a professional and a champion is what you will communicate over the phone when you believe, and that prospect is afraid not to follow. That prospect knows deep down inside you believe in something, and that prospect has nothing that they believe in. You don't believe me? why is 98% of the population dead or dead broke then? Why is it that 98% of the population is suffering and some of them don't even know it? Why is it that 98% of the population is in denial? They're in denial, thinking, oh, that won't happen to me. And guess what? It does. Why? They lack belief. And so what belief does, when you're talking to that prospect that lacks the belief and you've got the belief, you become very attractive to them. I want you to think about right now some person, one person that you know, that wholeheartedly believes in something. Can you think of them? If you don't know anybody, you now know me. Because what you hear in my voice right now is that absolute conviction and belief that I know that I know that I know that if you follow these 7 steps to freedom, that you will attain it. It's just a matter of time. Just like when a farmer plants a seed of corn, it is a matter of time before he reaps an ear of corn. That's how it works. So think of that person, and I want you to think and ponder on the tone of their voice. Think and ponder on the way they look. Think and ponder on the way they speak, the conviction in which they speak. Think about the fact that when they do speak, people seem to listen. Why? Because people follow those who believe. Now, I know you may be struggling with belief, but I have enough for all of us. There's about 1,500 of us on the phone right now. I have enough for all of us. When you hang around with people that believe, it rubs off on you. We are a product of our environment. If you hang around broke, depressed, unmotivated people, you will become broke, depressed, and unmotivated. If you hang around people that believe and are motivated and are joyful and who have an attitude of a champion, it will rub off on you. That's what I love about what we're going to be doing in St. Louis and also at Creating a Dynasty, the Advanced Training Seminar. I get to hang out with some of the greatest people for 2 days. And at Dynasty in November, for 3 days, I get to hang out with motivated team players who are hungry and teachable, people who want to be equipped and molded. You can't help but to surround yourself with people like that and have it affect your belief system. Number five. The biggest one I can tell you that I have watched through the years to cause people the most failure and to cause them to quit is a big, fat ego. Big, fat ego. Yeah. You know what? They won't use the script. You know, I've tried those scripts before. Those things don't work. You know, no, I used that pitch, Danny. It didn't work for me. You know, the worst thing about success is a little bit. When people get a little bit of success, their head swells up. And they think they know it all, and they become unteachable. And unteachable people focus in political realms, meaning they focus on the company didn't ship my order on time. The company delivered my check late. The company wound up, I heard the president totally offend somebody. And, you know, my upline, since he's become successful, is just, you know, he seems to be too good for everybody now. You know, did you see what she was wearing? Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that she even wears clothes like that. Give me a break, Sue. You're not that good looking. Yeah. Big ego. Jealous. Negative. Demeaning. Putting people down. Focusing on everything that is bad, thinking they're the chief person that is the only one that can make everything better. Let me tell you something. The big egos are what usually winds up failing in the long run, always. And why? Because can you remember the days where you were teachable? And I know most of you that are listening to me right now, you are that person. You are totally teachable. You're totally hungry. You are absolutely eager to grow and eager to improve. And those kind of people are on a road to freedom, always learning, always growing. Instead of asserting their opinion, they are seeking the opinions of the people who have what they want, and they will do what those people do. Instead of always controlling people to be like them, you are becoming the people that wants to let others be who they are and walk in the freedom and the calling of who they are and owning who they are and doing what they want to do in their business instead of trying to control them and make them like you. When you're teachable, you're humble. And when you're humble, you are lifted up and exalted. That's how it works. He who is humble will be lifted up and exalted. He who is filled with pride will be torn down. And so you want to work on being teachable. You want to work on improving your skills. You want to work on who you are as a person, your character, and your people skills. You want to work on it at advancing your interpersonal skills, communication skills, social skills, business skills, problem-solving skills, team-building skills. You want to work on advancing all of those things, which is what creating a dynasty is all about. That's going to be in November. Number six, you want to, this is huge. When you're, the sixth reason for quitting, the sixth thing that leads to people quitting, which then leads to failure, is the focus in the wrong place. Focusing on, look at this, I have this happen all the time. In fact, I'll be meeting with 50 people tomorrow on the telephone, and many of them are on this path where they're submitting their numbers to me because I need to know what their numbers are. And with their numbers being, you know, let's say that they're making 30 calls a day. Well, and let's say they get a hold of 10 people. And out of the 10, they have 5 show up for a presentation. And out of the 5 that show up for a presentation, no one signs up. Well, those that are on the road to quitting and a road to failure, they focus on the 0 who have signed up. And that's all they focus on. And they completely focus on it being somebody else's fault as to why no one has signed up. It must be the company's fault. It must be the recorded message. It must be the website. It must be the script. It must be my upline hasn't helped me enough, and that's how come I'm failing. That is not the cause of failure. The focus in the wrong place is. Focusing on the fact, man, I did awesome. I made 30 calls today. And gosh, I was able to get a hold of 10 people. And 5 actually showed up. How awesome. Okay, now how can I get the 5 to be 10 people that shows up? Instead of focusing on, well, no one signed up. No one showed up to my meeting. Everyone quit. That focus will lead you to absolute failure. But the focus being, man, awesome, man. Okay, I'm improving. I got 30 people that I made dials to. I got a hold of 10. And 5 came to a presentation. How do I get 1 to sign up? And how do I get 5 more to show up out of the 10? How do I get 10 out of 10 to show up? And guess what? That happens for a lot of people. We've had 800 people come through these classes, and we have had a tremendous amount of people increase their closing ratios by 50, 60, 70, and some 100% that they've increased their closing ratios. So, number 6, you need to find the one good thing that you can focus on, the one good thing that is going to work for you, the one good thing that you got going right for you. And you got to master keeping your focus on what is right, what is noble, what is praiseworthy, what is pure. You've got to master the skill of directing your mind and setting it on the things above, not setting it on the things that are beneath. You have to set it on the improvements, not setting it on the discouragement. When you set your mind on the things above, that is the road to freedom. And it brings me to my final point, number 7, is not working. The 7th reason that causes people to quit and fail is not showing up for the job, not working, not giving it their best shot. They're waiting for the perfect circumstances in order to succeed. You will never succeed if you're waiting for the perfect circumstances. We live on planet Earth. Heaven is where the perfect circumstances are, and that is not here. That is not this realm right here and now. For this life, it is imperfect situations and circumstances every single day. That is the bottom line. That is the bottom line. Listen, I am 36 years old. I don't look as good as I did when I was 24. That's the way it is. Or 26. Actually, I was pregnant 24 and 26. I look a little better now that I did that. But my point is, my skin is aging. Those are terrible circumstances, guys. Okay, I have gravity falling, pulling down my, you know, tail, pulling it down, pulling, you know, my arms, getting flabby. I mean, these are terrible circumstances. Horrible circumstances for a speaker. But guess what? These are the circumstances. And it's how I deal with the circumstances that determine whether or not I'm going to be successful. If I was so concerned with the circumstances of wrinkles on my face, and gravity sagging my body, and my body doesn't look as good as it did when I was playing basketball, basketball when I was 16, well, then I wouldn't show up on that stage in St. Louis, now would I? If I was of the mindset of somebody who's going to quit and fail, I'd be so consumed with the bad circumstances that are being dealt to me, going, well, you know, I talk too fast, and people can't always understand me, and, you know, so those are not perfect circumstances. Why? Because I'm not perfect. But I am not here waiting for the perfect circumstance. I'm going to make the best of the circumstances that I have right here in front of me. And that is the mind of a champion. That is the mind of a professional. That is the person who's heading on a road to freedom. So you've got to go to work regardless of what the circumstances are. I understand that tragedies happen. I understand that there are rainy days, but it is he who makes the best of the tragedy and makes the best of the rainy day is the one who will win. So you just need to show up. You need to step up. And you need to take the next step and go for it. The circumstances will never arise that are going to be perfect for you to go to first steps. The circumstances are never going to arrive for you to get on the phone. The perfect circumstances are never going to arrive for you to succeed. It's never going to happen. But what will happen is that when you decide to make the best and to persist regardless of the circumstances, to go over them, under them, to the right or to the left of them, to do whatever it takes to knock them over so that you can get onto your destiny. No more excuses. It has to be that you rise up and say, enough is enough. Listen, some of you are brand spanking new in business. And some of you have thought that if you could find the perfect company, then you would have great success. That's a lie. It is not true. It is not the perfect company or the perfect product or the perfect upline that is going to make you successful. Does having good of those help? Yes, but it is not mandatory for your success. What is mandatory for your success is that you step up. What is mandatory for your success is that you think long term, that you're not here for the short term, but that you are totally wholeheartedly committed, number two. That you work on developing your skill to the level of a professional so you can earn a professional income, which was number three. The issue is not the company, not the product, and not your upline, and not the recession, but that you build your belief so that you stand strong before a prospect, whether they say yes or no. The issue is that you get your ego out of the way and you become teachable and humble and you push yourself for learning and advancing. Number five. And number six is that you focus on improvement and not discouragement. And number seven, that you show up and you go to work. The issue is never the circumstances of your husband or your children. It is always what you're going to do with it. Are you going to think long term? Are you going to be committed? Are you going to develop the skill to be a better wife or a better husband? Are you going to develop the skill to be a better parent? Are you going to work on your belief and having a more forward mindset instead of short term? Are you going to keep your ego out of the way? Weigh it with your bank account? Because if you want to succeed, you got to do that. Are you going to keep your focus on the improvements your kids are making, the improvements your husband is making, the improvements you are making? And are you going to diligently work and show up and give it your best shot? That's where it goes, guys. That's what matters. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's the road to freedom instead of the road to failure. You get to choose which one you're going to do. And it really is your choice. Now, listen. The reality is we are coming up. This is October 3rd. And October, the month of October of 2005, it's going to come and go. No matter what, it's going to come or go. And you have a great chance right now to be able to participate in increasing your sales this month. And see, no matter what, on October 22nd and 23rd, there is going to be several hundreds of people that are going to be in St. Louis at the same time developing these seven things that I just finished talking about, as well as developing their skill of finding high-quality prospects, being able to approach professional people in a professional way, attracting greater people into their business to actually go to work. There's going to be several hundreds of people that are going to be learning and developing their skills in closing, handling objections of, I need to think about it, how much does it cost, that's too expensive, this isn't for me, how to turn negative people, how to reject actually negative people first, how to control the conversation, how to stay motivated themselves and how to motivate others, start people properly in their business, how to discover the four different personalities that they are, as well as their family, as well as the prospects, so they can speak the language that the prospect speaks. There's going to be several hundreds of people in St. Louis that are going to learn an absolute no-fail debt-free plan. Regardless if they ever increase their income on their current income right now, they will learn how to get out of debt. That will happen. And no matter what, and this happens every month, by the way, several hundreds of people will create several hundreds of thousands of dollars in volume following First Steps to Success. From October 24th to the 31st, there will be hundreds of thousands of dollars in volume that will be created, sales volume that will be created. And these people that will be there with me that weekend will be the ones that will dominate the market with fresh impartation of skill, with fresh strategies, with fresh motivation, with fresh insight, with uncovering secrets that will make their jobs easier. Which part of the marketplace do you want to have out of First Steps in St. Louis? How much of the hundreds of thousands of dollars in volume do you want to have done in your business? That will be determined by how many people you have with you in St. Louis. Just to let you know, I don't want you upset with us later. We know that there were people that weren't happy with us with this last event that happened last week because they could not get in. And we heartfully, sincerely apologize. My heart was broken when I found that out. We even had a gentleman that showed up Friday night for registration offering money to buy people's seats, to buy them out of that seat. I will give you $100 if you give me your seat. Meaning he would pay the $200 to get in there, or $147 to get in there. I'll give you $100 if you let me have your seat. $100 extra. Pay an extra $100. I'll pay an extra $200. That was the desperation of the people that were there. People standing in line for hours saying, I'm on a waiting list and I'm not leaving until I get in there. My heart broke. I don't ever want to see that happen again. So I just want to let you know, the last two events totally sold out, completely sold out. I don't want you to be left behind. We are gearing up for 2006. We're gearing up for closing 2005 with a big bang. I don't want you to be behind. I don't want you to feel like you're the only one that doesn't have the strategy and can't make this happen to the best of your ability. I don't want you to feel sad when you see other people succeed that you knew couldn't succeed. I don't want you to feel bad when you see people like Patricia from Florida, who had only sponsored 3 people in 5 months prior to being a part of that weekend, and sponsored 6 people in 1 week following that seminar. I don't want you to miss out. I don't want you to be left behind. I am morally obligated to help you succeed, but you have to carry your 50 bricks. So just to let you know, this is going to sell out. And you cannot be upset with me later because I told you that it was going to sell out. And if you changed your mind in a week and said, man, I want to go, but it was sold out, gosh, you can't get upset with us. You can only get upset with yourself. So we just finished a weekend with 400 people, 450 people. And we have a whole lot of registrations that are being entered in starting tomorrow. And I will tell you, secure your seat tonight. Go to DannyJohnson.com/seminar right now. Work out the circumstances later. They will work itself out if you by faith start walking towards the last event of the year that you can go to in this country of the United States of America. I will be in Australia equipping those Australians in their business December 10th and 11th of this year. And that's it. This is our last chance, guys. This is your last chance here in the U.S. to develop your people to be dynasty qualified. It's your last chance to do that. You cannot get upset with me by the end of the year if you have not hit your goals, if you chose not to participate with creating a dynasty. You can't. Dynasty, if you want those advanced people skills so that you do not feel unconfident any longer, if you want to feel totally on top of your game, if you want to be able to communicate in a way where you just know exactly what that person needs to move their business forward, if you want to learn those secrets to team building and conflict resolution, you want to develop those skills of being able to get over all your junk, all your excuses, you want to say goodbye to those excuses for the last time, you need to be at Creating a Dynasty in November. You can't go to Dynasty unless you have graduated from First Steps to Success. You can't. You're not allowed in. And I know some people like, you know, well, I'm already a millionaire. I don't need to go to First Steps. I'm sorry, you will be lost to Creating a Dynasty. Our way of teaching and what we teach, there's not another trainer out there that teaches from the foundation in which we do. And if you come in with all the training that you've had out there, I promise you, you're going to be very confused at Creating a Dynasty. And I mean very confused. And frankly, you'll hold the rest of the class back, and I don't care how much money you make, you're going to hold the rest of the people back. So we only allow First Steps graduates at Creating a Dynasty. You have your last chance in St. Louis. So if you want to be able to change from the inside out and have a belief almost to the point where you feel like you could walk on water, then you need to be at Dynasty. More importantly, I don't want you looking at Dynasty with this, okay, yeah, I'm going to go. No, that is so short term. You need to be looking at this. How many of my people do I want to have developed to earning a six-figure income next year? Guys, 2006 is right around the corner. How many of your people do you want to hand the chance for them to the most efficiently and effectively be able to build their six-figure income in 2006? The only way I know of that I've seen that I've used for 16 years to developing six- and seven-figure income earners has been through Creating a Dynasty. And so if you want that in your business, you've got one chance left. Get your people to St. Louis. Once they go there, and if they decide they want to go the next step is in November on the 12th, 13th, and 14th. If they don't, that's okay. You know where they go. They go somewhere in your customer base. They go somewhere, you know, in as a part-time wholesale, you know, distributor who's going to make part-time $200, $300, $400, $500 a month. But if you want to have your people developed into multiple thousands of dollars a month, then you know what you need to do from there. So, again, you can't blame me. Can't blame your company. You can only look at yourself in the eyes, in the mirror, and say, you know what? If I really want to make this happen, then I know what I need to do. So if you know what you need to do, then go get yourself registered right now. If you're going, get yourself registered. That's the only way that you will have a wholehearted commitment to let other people get registered as well. Okay? So anyway, I want to close with this. I'm excited about seeing many of you that are going to be in St. Louis, and those that you won't, I love you anyway. I bless you anyway, and we still pray for you guys. For those of you that will be there, you're going to learn how to save time. You're going to learn how to save money. You're going to learn how to make more money, how to move ahead in your career, in your business, how to manage people better, how to build your family, how to manage your family better, how to manage your time better, how to manage your money better. You're going to learn how to work with people and deal with people so much better. You're going to learn how to get your prospect to fall in love with you. You're going to learn the beginning steps of building an organization and what to look for in a people. And you're going to, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you're going to be leaving on Sunday with a debt reduction plan that you will start on Monday and begin getting out of debt. And in 2006, some of you are going to become debt-free. And that's so exciting to me. Now, for those of you that you can, listen, get on that website. There's free information there. Suck dry the free information there. There's no excuse for you to stay in a rut. There's no excuse for you not to build out the end of this year. There's no excuse for you to become everything that you've always dreamed of becoming. It's free on that website. That's enough to get you started. The script book and the North Carolina CDs are another great step to start in too, if that's where you want to go next. If you already have a sales force, on top of that, get the Home Presentation Success System. That's going to teach you how to duplicate your distributors. Understanding how to motivate your distributors is the insider secrets. How to keep your distributors motivated is expose, involve, and upgrade. All of that stuff is on the website. That's if you're ready to take those kind of steps. If you're not, don't worry about it. You got time. Do what you feel comfortable doing. For the rest of you that need to charge ahead, I will see you in St. Louis. For those of you that don't want to charge ahead, that's totally fine. I love you. We accept you, and we're happy to be in business with every level of commitment that's on the phone here. We are just morally obligated to tell you how to charge ahead and how to make yourself profitable, and I just gave you that plan. Guys, thanks so much for your attention. God bless you. I pray you have a profitable week. I pray that you have a week that is stress-free, that your way is easy, your burden is light, and that you find some tremendous people to go into business to in the next 7 days. I'll be talking to you guys next Monday night, the same time, same place.